听力课堂，听 class.com。
现在我们开始听像阿拉斯加人那样撒谎。
To lie like an Alaskan.
讲到撒谎，阿拉斯加人堪称大王，这是由于外地人对阿拉斯加的无知确实到了惊人的程度。阿拉斯加人对于纠正别人对事物的看法感到厌烦，就开始胡编了。这不是在真的撒谎，而是一种荒诞一下子的民间艺术。我们先给您后面这段慢速英文的关键词
Tall tale
大谎话
Igloo
圆顶小屋
Blubber stew
炖精纸
Fudge
胡编
Absurdity
荒谬。下面我们来听慢速英文像阿拉斯加人那样撒谎
To lie like an Alaskan.When it comes to tall tales, Alaskans are king. No one can tell a whopper the way an Alaskan does. In fact, humor and being an Alaskan go hand in hand. People from other states are amazingly ignorant when it comes to Alaska. These people believe that Alaska is a land of ice and snow where the people live in igloos.And raise penguins. In fact, in downtown Anchorage, it is common to hear tourists actually asking which restaurants serve blubber stew, the location of the nearest igloo, or where the northern lights go when the sun is up for 20 hours a day. It doesn't take Alaskans longto get tired of setting the record straight because of the number of visitors. For instance, Anchorage, the largest city in the state, only has 250,000 people, but it hosts more than 1 million travelers in the 3 summer months. That's quite a few people.Tired of constantly telling tourists that there are no igloos in Alaska or that penguins are only native to Antarctica, Alaskans begin to fudge on the truth. This isn't really lying. It's a folk art form that is kindly known as absurding.Absurding, a technique similar to the tall tale, is the art of confirming whatever strange tale a tourist believes, regardless how unbelievable that might be, and expanding the absurdity even further. Alaskan humor is different because Alaska is different.While many regions of America can point with pride to their own homespun humorists, Alaska is not so fortunate. But Alaskans, one by one, each in his own small way, are changing that.
让我们再对比着听一遍正常速度的，看你还能听懂多少。
When it comes to tall tales,Alaskans are king. No one can tell a whopper the way an Alaskan does. In fact, humor and being an Alaskan go hand in hand. People from other states are amazingly ignorant when it comes to Alaska. These people believe that Alaska is a land of ice and snow, where the people live in igloos and raise penguins. In fact, in downtown Anchorage, it is common to hear tourists actually asking which restaurants serve blubber stew, the location of the nearest igloo, or where the northern lights go when the sun is up for 20 hours a day. It doesn't take Alaskans long to get tired of setting the record straight because of the number of visitors. For instance, Anchorage, the largest city in the state, only has 250,000 people, but it hosts more than 1 million travelers in the 3 summer months. That's quite a few people. Tired of constantly telling tourists that there are no igloos in Alaska, or that penguins are only native to Antarctica, Alaskans begin to fudge on the truth. This isn't really lying. It's a folk art form that is kindly known as absurding. Absurding, a technique similar to the tall tale, is the art of confirming whatever strange tale a tourist believes, regardless how unbelievable that might be, and expanding the absurdity even further. Alaskan humor is different because Alaska is different. While many regions of America can point with pride to their own homespun humorists, Alaska is not so fortunate. But Alaskans, one by one, each in his own small way, are changing that.